views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming around the world at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Today, the 22nd of July, Wednesday, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm.
Good morning.
And we have, of course, Linda with the weather, and perhaps Sue can give us a fire update after that.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be about 98 degrees today with our overnight lows of 67. Thursday calls for 97. We're under those triple digits here in the next few days. Clear on Thursday night with an overnight low of 67. Now, Friday calls for triple digits, about 100. And Saturday, 101. And Sunday, now we're back up to 104. Clear skies other than that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Sue, give a weather warning.
And today in the North Valley, yes, it is going to be warm. We aren't going to see the triple digits until Linda mentioned, but we do have fires burning. The Gold Fire off Highway 139 and County Road A2 south of Aiden in Lassen County was at 8,500 acres and 5% contained. It looks like these figures for the fires are set to rise. We still haven't had our report yet from Cal Fire. Badger Fire off Badger Mountain Road is currently at 557 acres, 45% contained, northwest of Wairika. The Hog Fire off Hog Flat Reservoir, west of Susanville, over 9,000 acres. This is in Lassen County, 7% contained. This, once again, was quite a few hours ago, but still we're waiting for updates. And Platina Fire off Platina Road and Bigfoot Road, southwest of Redding, 340 acres and 55% contained. So we can expect containment on all of these fires. However, you know, the figures look like they could rise as well. Now back to you.
Okay. Hey,
Thank you. I just see a
headline here that says Nancy Pelosi calls it the Trump virus.
Yeah, I just saw that.
You know what? Nancy Pelosi has totally lost it, in my opinion, at this point, calling it the Trump virus. You know, there's nothing so low that they won't, you know, that they won't go to, you know, stoop to at times. Calling it the Trump virus when everybody in the world knows it started in Wuhan, China, and it was called the Wuhan virus. But of course, that was hurting people's feelings that because, well, you know, it's not politically correct. You're causing Asians to have their feelings hurt. Every other virus we've ever had been named after that area. So now Nancy wants to call it the Trump virus.
And hoping that's going to be a catchphrase to
catch
on.
Well, what they want, you know, the election. And there's nothing that they will not stoop to. And that includes the mainstream media. I mean, you call the press secretary effing B word during the press conference. I'm just tired of it.
It's Wednesday, and we're going to get into.
We will get into that a little bit later because now we actually have happiness and.
We love your rant, and we're going to need your rant.
No, that'll be 7:30.
And we have a guest in the studio that we love. It has a standing with us, and we're loving the fact that we're getting him while we can before school resumes and other activities resume.
Are we going to keep you after school?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, do you even go to school?
Well, actually, they let out guidelines recently, and I'm going back to school 5 days a week.
I know. And
six periods a day.
Superintendent Flores will be with us Friday to talk about this. And
oh, really?
To clear all this up. Judy Flores.
Well, with us this morning is Robert Burke, and he is obviously our movie critic with theclevercritics.com. We love having you Wednesdays to kind of feel because, you know, regardless, we got to take our minds sometimes out of all this craziness that's going on.
Right.
And you bring a lightness to what is going on with movies, Netflix, what's streaming, you know, the entertainment side of things. So we appreciate you coming in every Wednesday morning. What's on your mind?
So, what's on my mind this week is the Emmys, because the nominations are coming out on Tuesday, the 28th. I have never really been into TV at large or the Emmys before, but as a result of quarantine, I started running out of movies to watch, and I started going towards TV, And as a result of that, I started looking into the Emmys, and now I am kind of treating it like a second Oscars, you know? People always want another Christmas halfway through the year. That's kind of what the Emmys is feeling like this year. And I'm very much excited to hear the nominations. Predictions-wise, it's pretty crazy this year.
Now, enlighten us. Doesn't the Emmys also give an Emmy for anything Netflix, anything Hulu?
Right.
So anything on TV.
Right. The Emmys have had to change massively with their rules and laws towards what can be nominated as a result of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. Like, the Oscars didn't really change. They just said that those movies need to be in theaters at some point in limited release and then go to the streaming services. And the Emmys are fine with them going straight to the streaming services, which makes sense. They're being modern. They're staying up to date. And a lot of the TV shows that are looking to be eligible are directly from streaming services.
What television shows, tell us what you've been watching that's interested you.
Right. So I've been trying to catch up on a lot of the front runners in a lot of the categories. So I've kind of been going down the front runners in the comedy series. So this year, it's kind of a two-horse race in terms of who's predicted to win Best Comedy Series between The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I love it. But saw them both.
Yeah.
All the way through.
I actually just finished Schitt's Creek last night.
Is that just the funniest?
Finished watching the last season. Yeah. No, it's a really great show, and the ending was really, really touching. They handled it super well.
Yes, yes.
And Marvelous Mrs. Maisel I've also been watching. I'm probably halfway through season two. And I really like that show as well. Yeah.
Clever writing, and that's won several awards.
Right. And it's quick, and it's witty, and the Emmys loves it. It's been nominated over and over again since it came out in 2017.
And what else do you have?
Also, it'll definitely be nominated. It probably won't win, that I've been watching from the comedy series category, is The Good Place.
Tell me about it.
So The Good Place is about this, it's basically the afterlife, and there is a heaven called the Good Place that only about 1% of people get into, and the other 99% go to the bad place. But it follows a woman who accidentally ends up in the Good Place when she doesn't belong there, and it's about her trials and tribulations to try to become a better person and try to avoid all the bad that's happening as a result of her being in the wrong place. Out of the shows that I have been watching recently, I think that The Good Place is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. The first three seasons are anyways, and the fourth season will be on Netflix soon. And it's a really, really good show. I think that The Good Place, in a certain extent, feels less like a TV show and more like a movie.
Okay.
Because you know how a lot of sitcoms, because usually, you know, a lot of sitcoms or a lot of comedy series, they'll follow a group of people, and the plot won't necessarily always be moving forward in every episode, but sometimes there's episodes where you're just spending time with them and seeing them, you know, have like a little mini plot in a single episode. The Good Place, I think every single episode advances the plot. And that way it feels like a movie. Like, there's no episodes where it's stopping and just spending time with characters. It's always moving forward.
Is The Good Place a series that you would sit down with children?
I think tweens and up be fine. Yeah, there's some questionable material in it. There's a lot of, like, sex jokes that I think would go over people's heads.
Okay.
I think it got a TV-14 rating when it was on. Also, part of there's a joke in the show that they're in the good place, so anytime they want to say a bad word, it, like, because they're in the good place, it changes to something else. So they say "what the fork" a lot in the show, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of really witty things like that in it. So I would definitely recommend that one.
All right.
Yeah. And then other contenders for comedy series, I haven't gotten to these ones yet, but "Curb Your Enthusiasm," the 10th season, is likely to be nominated. "Dead to Me," "Insecure," "The Kominsky Method," and "Rami" are all front runners in terms of getting nominated. Other shows that you could see up there are Better Things, Silicon Valley, Run, and The Great. Those ones could possibly sneak in there, but the first eight that I mentioned are pretty tight in terms of what will be nominated for comedy series.
We were fans of Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear. Yeah, I've heard really great things. And, yeah, it's up again this
it's
year.
It's got a great chemistry cast.
Right. Yeah. HBO. Okay. Yeah.
So that is comedy. How about what you think? What are the contenders for drama?
So
or series, miniseries or series?
In drama series, my predictions for this year are Succession, The Crown, Ozark, Better Call Saul, The Morning Show, The Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, and Big Little Lies. And
okay, just saw The Crown, Big Little Lies, all seasons, The Crown, all seasons. What was it? Better Call Saul, all seasons. What was the other one?
There was Succession, was the front runner.
No, haven't seen that one.
That one is an HBO show. I've actually been watching. I've been watching it. It's really, really strong. And that one is like the front runner to win by like a long
and
shot.
And what is that about?
That's about a.
That's about a time for a break.
Oh, I guess that's what it's for.
Gosh darn it.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Robert Burke and Linda Bott, and you two are just enjoying this.
Well, I think a lot of people need some kind of, like, you know, let's watch. We need relief. I mean, every day you pick up the, watch the news and pick up the paper. Anyway, let's take a break and talk about how much we love our sponsors.
That's right. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair is one of our guys that have been with us for the whole time. And we can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You're looking at somebody that this is his profession. He's gone to a variety of schools. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to have you worry about the safety of your family because you have a chip in the windshield that could turn into a major crack if and under the right conditions. So he'll fix that little chip, and he'll also fix cracks over 2.5 feet in length. All of this is at Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 241-8373. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages with Robert Burke.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number settings. So all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now save up to $900 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The Fackle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fackle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 22nd of July, 7:21 in the morning, and it's going up to a very kind of a balmy 98 today. So, you know, I love that when it's balmy like that, when you can say that. It's currently
do you ever listen to
72
the,
degrees
when the music
there.
Comes in? That was just amazing. That was just amazing. Like, you know, how could you not want to dance?
I am. I'm dancing. I'm dancing right here. And you know what? It doesn't look like it, but when I do dance, usually the producers are laughing so hard they're falling out of their chairs, and we miss the next cue. So I'm trying to hold it down today.
Good stuff, Sue.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Robert Burke, and we're going over Emmys and TV shows and all these things that are happening in the world of entertainment.
And, Robert, before we took a break, you were talking about Succession in what's going to be up for Best Drama Series with the Emmys, which is going to be airing when?
Right. The Emmys will be airing on September 22nd, I believe. It's either the 20th or the 22nd, but it's a Sunday. And I think it's the third Sunday in September. Exactly how they're going to do it isn't really clear yet. Obviously, you can't pack a bunch of people into one room because of COVID, so it's probably going to look like a much different ceremony, hopefully a lot shorter. But it's still something to look forward to. It's kind of keeping me going recently because I love the Oscars. I've heard somebody say that award shows are the closest things that entertainment fans get to sports. And I kind of just like crave the energy and the excitement that comes around the nominations, which is why I got into the Emmys. And I've been watching a lot of the shows that were nominated as a result of that. And one of them was Succession.
And give us a quick outline of Succession.
So basically it follows a multimedia, very rich family that engages in a lot of different businesses, including like amusement parks and different things like that. And it's a very troubled family that gets in a lot of fights, and they have a lot of tension going on, and they struggle with kind of keeping the company together amidst a lot of family drama and conflict. And I have only seen the first season. I'm on the second episode of the second season, and I heard the second season is even better, but just based off of the first season, I think it's a fantastic show. It's really, how do you say, engaging, I guess, and it's very intense.
Well written.
Yeah, it's well written, too.
And well acted.
It's, the first episode was directed by Adam McKay, who did The Big Short, the movie in 2015, and it definitely has The Big Short type energy in it. It's a very, like, aggressive and very fast-paced show, and it doesn't really let up, and there's just... There are some funny moments in it, but for the most part, you feel like you're strapped to your seat and you're on this ride that is sometimes hard to watch because it's so intense and so gripping, but it's a really great show, and it is the far, far front runner for drama series above any of the other ones that are likely to be nominated.
Okay, so there's your drama. How about limited series?
So in limited series, it's kind of similar to comedy where it's a two-horse race right now, and it's not super clear who's going to win. For the longest time, people believed that it was Watchmen which was an HBO miniseries based off of the comic book series. And for the longest time, it seemed like Watchmen was like Succession. It was like a sure, most likely going to win situation. And then Mrs. America started gaining a lot of traction when it hit Hulu. Mrs. America has Cate Blanchett in it, and I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's a fantastic miniseries. And those two are definitely going to be the ones fighting it out in terms of who's going to win Best Limited Series. Other ones that you could see being nominated are Unbelievable, which was a Netflix miniseries that was really, really good. Hollywood, another Netflix miniseries, and Little Fires Everywhere. Those ones are kind of the front runners. Ones you could also see getting in there, there's Unorthodox, which was another Netflix miniseries. There's I Know This Much Is True, which was a Mark Ruffalo series, and Normal People. All of those are high contenders, and actually it's looking like it was a really, really good year for limited series, because a lot of these are really high quality.
Well, this gives me a lot of food for thought, because we, I don't know, somehow we switched providers, and we're not getting Hulu, and of course I love Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
And that was only through Hulu, but I love Cate Blanchett, I'm a big fan, so it's probably worth going back, because we got the Disney, so we could watch, of course, Hamilton. Is Hamilton in there now, or is it too late?
Well, Hamilton, I don't know if it really would have been eligible for anything there, but also Emmy season lasts from July 1st to May 31st, or June 1st to May 31st. So that would have been, you know, June 1st, 2019 to May 31st, 2020, and Hamilton came out in July.
Okay.
So it might be eligible for, like, some sort of pre-recorded Emmy, one of the lesser ones, but I am not really sure.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank
and some
you so
closing
much.
Thoughts. You know, we've got just a few minutes left. We appreciate Robert Burke, who, if you want to read some of his reviews, is at thecleverCritics.com. And we appreciate you coming on every Wednesday morning. I always look forward to sitting in the chair here and interviewing you, because I love the field of entertainment and these series, what it takes to actually write these series, and the writers, it's so clever, the fast pace, to cast it correctly, to get it on the air, and of course, we're not going to the movie theaters, so we've got to be entertained, and if that's what, like you said yourself, this becomes like your Super Bowl kind of thing
right.
when you watch this. So when you go home tonight, let's talk about what you've got on your list to watch.
Okay.
What do you have? We've got 3 minutes.
Oh, what do I have, like, in terms of what I'm going to be watching
watch
next?
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to continue with Mrs. Maisel, because, I'm really enjoying that. I'm thinking of starting The Crown soon, because that's one of the front runners in the drama category. And in terms of acting, which we didn't get much into, Olivia Colman is looking like the front runner for best drama.
Who is the star of The Crown? Right.
Right. And Helena Bonham Carter is looking like the front runner for drama supporting actress.
Okay, in series of?
The Crown.
Okay.
Right.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's one that I'm looking forward to seeing. For the comedy categories for who's front running there, Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek and Dan Levy for Schitt's Creek are also the front runners for comedy lead actress and lead actor.
So funny.
Yeah, and they do a great job. I mean, it was, you know, Dan Levy and his son, Eugene Levy and his son,
right.
Dan Levy, they're the ones who came up with the idea for the show in the first place, and they created it. And, yeah, it really touched. I'm surprised that it became such a popular show, because it was on some obscure Canadian network, you know,
right.
And it went on to become something that is looking like a front runner for a lot of different
That's
Emmys.
That's great.
Yeah. It is.
That was one of my guilty pleasures, you know, to go home in the afternoon and watch
episode. How about foreign language ones, like the Turkish soap operas that play
on
Netflix?
I don't believe that the Emmys actually has a category for foreign language television.
They should, because I watched 78 episodes of a Turkish soap opera in Turkish. Now, would I ordinarily do that? Would
you
I ordinarily
did not.
Do that? No. It's because when I would come home, Linda would be watching.
I watch a lot of foreign stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just do
it. It was in Turkish, the whole thing, based back in the, 1800s. It was quite
interesting.
Overwhelming, I think, is the word.
Well, Robert.
I do know how to say the word harem as opposed to harem.
Mm-hmm.
See, harem pronounced is really harem.
Well, thank you for joining us again. Yeah. Robert Burke, you can go back and hear our show later on in our archives here at KCNR 96.5
FM. We'll see how right he is.
That's right. And I wrote down all of your predictions, by the way, this morning. Thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oscar predictions are pretty good.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Emmys won't be as good. This is my first year being into the Emmys.
Yeah, but your Oscars were always good. And we were like number two when it came to the contest we were at first. Somebody, I don't know, I'm not sure how they did it. They got almost, I think they got everyone. How do you do that?
I think we were two off and they were one off. There were several.
Yeah.
Some of us were three off because I think it came down to foreign film or documentary.
The one that you were fooled on. That was the one about best, who was going to be best director, either best director or best picture.
Both of them were kind of,
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much, Robert.
Yeah,
and let's take a quick break, and Cornerstone Community Bank is joining as our sponsor for this segment. Community-oriented, they are truly a community bank. I think one of the biggest things besides just having great customer service is loyalty to their customers. And that means a lot. If you're going to do business with a bank, you got to be able to trust them. And you can trust Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations right here in town at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the O'Reilly Shopping Center. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. And they want you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward, even through this COVID disaster that's going on for our businesses. They are still helping people. We'll be right back after these messages with Colleen Nelson of Shiny Care.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu. or call 530-226-4606.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Here on the 22nd of July, Wednesday, 7:35 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I was just down there yesterday talking to John Bastiani. When you go in there, it's a lonely place. His people are there, of course, best customer service you're going to find. But his shelves are empty. It appears that everybody wants a handgun. And now the rifles and shotguns are going because of hunting season. They have orders in. So if you want a specific type of handgun, you might want to go down there and order it now and get on the list. But everybody's running into the same thing. Of course, he's still there. The classes are still going on. Gunsmithing is still going on. And it was funny in a certain way. He says somebody came in there and says, "You don't have any guns." And he says, "I ran around to the front and I looked at it and I went, oh, okay, who was supposed to order guns this week?" Well, of course, they've got the guns on order. It's just America is buying guns. And when you look at some of the things that are happening around our country, you can understand where people want to protect themselves. But on a good note, we have with us Colleen Nelson of Shiny Care.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about seniors in isolation during this time frame. But a perfect example is somebody that we know and love that is going through that right now. And so good morning, Colleen, and let's talk about that.
Well, let's first of all, can we hear a little bit about what Shining Care, for our first-time listeners, pretend that you're explaining what Shining Care and your organization is all about.
Sure. So Shining Care is a nonprofit here in Reading. We've been around since 2009, and we help our older adults and their families stay healthy, thriving, and just independent, trying to keep them living at home safely. A lot of what we do is connect them to services and programs and help them get that quality of life that they so deserve, because so many of our seniors have worked all their life. And with the hike in economy, I mean, their paychecks that come in are like $800 and less, and some of them are having to have, you know, Medicare taken out and their supplements taken out. So they're living on pennies. And Shining Care will come in. We do a consult, a free consult with them. If we need to, we can do easily a free assessment. And what we do in that is we take a look at the whole picture with that older adult to see what's going on. We look at financially. We look at socially. We look at the home. Are they safe in the home? What do they need to continue to thrive in their home independently for as long as possible? So once that assessment's done, that family and the older adult has a roadmap of options.
Have you been seeing the spike in calls due to the COVID situation, because maybe families can't get out and travel about as much to see mom and dad or uncle and aunt or sister sister or brother because of what's happening with COVID? Has there been a spike?
There has. And we also, as soon as COVID, came around, we took the proactive approach and we started calling all of our past clients, anybody who called in about their mom or if it's older adult themselves. And we had a questionnaire to call them back and ask them how they were doing, you know, what was their plan if they started feeling sick. Because a lot of them didn't know. They weren't too sure what they were going to do if they weren't feeling well, and what was the family's plan, and did they have a thermometer, did they have groceries, and we had this big long list that we went through with them to help them prep and be ready for.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we took that proactive side, and we've been calling them instead of waiting for them to call us, but we still have an increase, yes.
Right. So you have a stack of people. Okay. So now, Carl, going back to your question for Colleen.
Well, we have a close friend, an older lady, whose husband's passed away. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that he passed away. But now she's in a house, you know, by herself. And, you know, just a lovely, lovely lady and strong and feisty. she says, you know, I miss having somebody here, of course. And so I called you the other day. And this kind of falls into about seniors getting isolated during the COVID situation here. And so what are some of the things, we'll use her as an example, if you don't mind, about how Shine and Care reached out to somebody and has really helped them.
So, you know, we have a lot of folks in the community that have older adults in their life. Carl reached out to us because of this sweet, sweet, sweet lady that I met on the phone and gave us permission to call her. So I reached out with her and we chatted for a while, see what her concerns were. And, you know, she had some valid concerns that we addressed, but, you know, isolation and being so lonely was a big one for her. And that's hard for older adults because they can't get out. Some of them can't get out, you know, for health reasons, you know, vision, a lot of different things like that. But also, you're going out into COVID in Chester County, you know, virtually our numbers are increasing.
There's a word, the word isolation. It's one thing to see it, spell it out, to see it. But to feel it and understand what the psychological ramifications are with isolation represents, it's a different animal for each person, but for the elderly, widowed, recently lost a pet, impaired vision, relying on a neighbor, that isolation and that dark, if you want to call it like a dark place, becomes increasingly so. So just a call from you and a reach out with a hope, with a newness is the little miracles that you guys do.
Thank you. We enjoy what we do, reaching out to them, helping them, you know, find someone to talk to. We have volunteers that actually make weekly calls to any of our older adults who would like a phone call. It's free. A lot of our services are free. So there's also, it's called Well Connected. It's through Covia. It's free. It's nationwide. And there are over 360 classes that they can choose from, and they just call in. And there's things from philosophy, gardening, Bible study, coffee, music, you name it. There's just a ton of them. And basically what it is they call in each day on a scheduled time, and there's a facilitator, and they get to chat. And it's a group of folks, all older adults. So there's lots of different things out there
that
we can connect them to.
So they can call and talk about gardening.
Yeah, there's classes they just sign up for. It's an online registration, which Carl's friend and I on Thursday are going to sign up online.
She's excited about that. So it's over the telephone. Is that correct?
It is.
The telephone. So in case they have vision problems or they don't have a computer, because a lot of times older people just don't use the computer that much, so they can get it that way.
Yeah.
And I think the bottom line is that we all know somebody that's older, that reaching out to them during this time, especially if they're single, is real important. Calling them, being able to, you know, come see them. And you might want to find out how things are going on at their house, because if you have that type of relationship and you go over, you need to look around the house to make sure everything's okay.
Definitely, definitely. And hopefully this COVID leaves soon, these televisits that we do on the phone can actually go into home visits. And
okay.
So, you know, we have a lot of different little programs like that that do help, but our crisis response assistant program is a new program that we have, and we encourage anyone in the community that has an older adult that they would like us to check in on. We do need their permission, but give us a call. They can go on our website at shiningcare.org, or, like I said, call us at 232-5543 and get them signed up, and we'll gladly reach out to them and see what else there is out there that, you know, they might be interested or they qualify for, but just making that quality of life great for them.
The volunteers that call people, I'm sure there's people listening right now, especially with extra time on their hands, would think about, I need to do something, and I can't really touch person or go, but you can reach out and touch somebody. That's a great, I think that used to be like a telephone, reach out and touch someone. They would go to your website then or give you a call to say, I would like to volunteer. How do you go through a screening process?
Yes,
Okay. So that you can screen them over the phone. Do you need to see them in person? Do they come in and do the 6 feet away from you where you can, they fill out the paperwork? How does that work?
So they can go to our website and they can download an application.
Okay.
Joanne and I do Zoom.
And so that's cool. Yeah.
So we usually set up once or twice a month and we'll do a Zoom meeting with anybody who wants to be a volunteer and answer the questions. And then there's a second interview that we'll do after that once they see all what's involved and paperwork and everything else gets filled out and background checks and stuff. So
yes. I'm curious, like, you know, with the senior who's lost a pet, I know there's senior pets that would like to be, can be adopted, you know, rather than a puppy, you know, because that's exhausting. Right. But I mean, you know, pet, maybe a dog that's 6 or 7. That's not really, well, I guess it's considered a senior. I guess I'm in that category. I'm 6 or 7 in dog years. But, you know, so where do we want to go from here? I'm meaning as far as information for our listening audience. And we do have to take a break. So let's come right back, and we'll do a little list of things that you really want to get across about Shining Care, what people can do, et cetera. Okay?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, of course, is open, and their people are practicing the safe masking and all this. But, you know, if you're looking for food that is absolutely healthy and good for you, it is at Orchard Nutrition. 100% certified organic produce, their vitamins and supplements. They have large grocery selection. You can be assured that the people that are helping you there are experts in what they're doing. You know, they've been doing this since 1982. Plus, if you're looking for a classes, you know, you're stuck in here and you want to hear, get some information about healthy living or foods or some or anything like that, Orchard Nutrition has a hundreds of these seminars that you can get to at orchardnutrition.com/past-seminars. And then you can see all the different seminars that they've hosted over the years. And this is Orchard Nutrition, locally owned, locally operated, and they do have 100% certified organic produce. Maybe the only place in town that does have that. We'll be right back after these messages with Colleen Nelson.
Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe? Uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:51 in the morning, 22nd of July. It's Wednesday, and 73 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers is expanding, and they need some really good people to come in and start working with them full-time or part-time. Excellent training. You will be given the training by some of the finest home care professionals in the business. And so many people are needing more assistance now. And Sharon Clark has stood up and said, we know we can help more people. So give her a call at 226-8350 if you're interested in working for just a quality company that's out helping people, and you've got the time to do it, whether it is full-time or part-time. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Linda and I are here with Colleen Nelson from Shining Care, and we're talking about seniors that are in isolation during COVID and things that we can do, ways of reaching out, and things that that Shining Care does and does so well. And one of them is from a lady we know, is that they've reached out to her. So they're actually setting up classes that you can take, of just a variety of classes, from what, gardening to everything.
Philosophy.
And it's on the phone.
Yes.
So you can, they can sit there and put their phone up against their ear, or put it on whatever that thing is.
Speakerphone.
Thank you very much.
Words like speakerphone. Right. You know,
exactly. How nice is that?
How do I miss a speakerphone? I wanted just to say very, very clearly mayonnaise. you know, and they don't have to put mayonnaise on their phone. So, no, they put it on speakerphone. And this is just one of the ways you all reach out.
That's just one of the ways. There's lots of different programs out there. There's a, I don't know if you're familiar with the Friendship Line. It's nationwide. It's been around a while. And what they do is they call on a daily basis to make sure an older adult's okay. If they don't answer their phone, they'll call them later in the afternoon. And if they still don't answer the phone, there's an emergency contact that they have filled out on the paperwork. Because what that one is just is a quick, warm, friendly call to see if they're okay. If they need med reminders, they can do that as well. There's a lot of just different programs out there that folks just don't know about. And so our job is really to sit down and talk with them and find out all what's going on, so we get that bigger picture, so we can plug in all these wonderful things that we have agencies out there providing for our seniors.
Right.
Last month we did Elder Abuse Awareness Month, And on our website, on our community education page, is the Paul Greenwood. We recorded him with our webinar, and it was really a great webinar. And people go on it, share it, watch it.
And can you? And who is Paul Green?
Paul Greenwood is a retired deputy DA from San Diego. He works with Casey Kasem Foundation now.
Okay.
Casey Cares.
Yes.
And he has prosecuted over 700 elder abuse cases in his career. He's amazing, amazing man who is out there advocating for our older adults. So he came here and he talked with our professionals as well as our community.
Well, unfortunately, there are those people out there that this is a specialty, that they look for elder adults that are wanting to be befriended. And so that's something to definitely is happening daily. So it's something to be looking out for. And when we were doing those events at the mall, that was a one-stop shop, 26 or 30 different companies that were there that were helping to get the brochures on what to do. So, okay, well, we're in trying times and different times, but the Shining Care is still reaching out with all of your connections and facilitating situations that can definitely fit your needs. Or if you're worried about a neighbor, worried about somebody, go to shiningcare.org and call Colleen, because they're definitely still working and very active daily in their reaching out for our elder population.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Let me, if you don't mind, let me take a minute here to read something from a lady. It's about our firefighters. And, you know, we have all these fires going on. And this one lady who I know, father's a firefighter and drives a truck out there. And the fire backtracked and got him. It overran the truck. Just let me read this real quickly, because we can't forget this. The fact that these things do happen, and they continue to happen. And it's, she's from Red Bluff. And the story is, for anyone looking for an update on my dad, he was burned over today on a fire. They lost the engine he was in, and he had to deploy his fire shelter. And when you deploy a fire shelter, that is the last resort to protect you as much as it can as the fire burns over. He has second-degree burns on his face and neck as well as his arms. They're concerned about how bad he's swelling, so he was air-flighted to UC Davis. As we know more, I will give updates with the Post. Due to COVID and Dad's insisting, he was discharged this afternoon for home treatment, so he is back at home. But this is just an example of, you know, all these fires we're hearing, that when the fires in a second turn like that, and people are losing their lives or being injured. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind when you're out, about being careful with fires, or if you're going to the lake and going to have a great time with your boat, making sure those chains are tight so they're not dragging along the road and starting a series of road fires. Have a fire extinguisher in your car or truck. Something as simple as that. That may just be what it takes. If you see a spot fire like that, you can go out and as you're calling 911 and maybe hitting that one spot that somebody, a chain did start. So just be wary of what we're doing out there. And remember, there's our friends and neighbors that are out there fighting these fires. And it's serious, serious, serious business out there. And we're so happy that her father got out. But when you deploy the fire shelter, and we remember that movie, about that fire, the hot shots out of Arizona that got caught in that canyon and killed every one of them. They too deployed, but it was just too hot, too fast on it. So, our best wishes to Jen's father, and hope he recovers soon, and that we so much appreciate everything he does when he's out there. Okay. Colleen Nelson of Shining Care has been with us, and thank you for giving me a minute there of your time.
Thanks
and
for
how
coming
do people
in.
Get a hold of you one more time?
They can call our office at 232-5543. or just look us up on the web at shiningcare.org.
You know, your voice is so calm.
Yes.
And you know what? And she's like that. She's that kind of person. So you're such a great person. You know what? You have such a great attitude and a great love of people. Thank you so much for what you do.
And coming up, Joe Rodola is here. We're going to talk about small businesses. And boy, I'll tell you what, this is very timely. So glad he's here with us this morning.
We just lost two more small businesses right here in town. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump today will discuss his plan to combat violent crime in American cities.
After deploying federal agents to Portland to protect federal buildings from protesters, the president is looking to send agents to Chicago and perhaps other Democratic-run cities where violence is spiking. In recent weeks, Mr. Trump has emphasized law and order, and he's using Department of Homeland Security personnel to carry out what the White House is calling Operation Legend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the U.S. has signed a contract with Pfizer for delivery in December of the first 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine the pharmaceutical company is working to develop. The U.S. says it's ordered China to close its consulate in Houston to protect American intellectual property and the private information of Americans.
The State Department notice said that the U.S. will not tolerate China's violations of sovereignty and intimidation of our people, just as we have not tolerated its unfair trade practices and theft of American jobs. China strongly condemned the consulate closure, the latest in a series of steps by the Trump administration as it ratchets up pressure on the world's second largest economy. Firefighters have responded to reports of papers being burned on the consulate grounds on Tuesday night but were barred entry, according to local news media. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful earthquake off Alaska's southern coast has jolted some coastal communities. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Robert Sanders says to expect aftershocks in the next few days and even weeks.
Typically, aftershocks range maybe one or two of a magnitude 7 or greater, and then increasing in frequency as you decrease in magnitude.
On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 88.5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Neville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to MLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate MLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Walmart will close its namesake stores and Sam's Clubs on Thanksgiving Day this year.
The retailer wants to have its employees spend time with their families during the coronavirus. The move marks the first major indication of how COVID will affect Black Friday store shopping, which for almost a decade kicked off with big crowds on the turkey feast and expanded into Friday. Given Walmart's clout as the nation's largest retailer, other major retailers could very well follow its lead. John Scott reporting.
The arrest of a powerful House speaker in Ohio in a federal bribery investigation cast a shadow over his political future. Federal prosecutors say Republican Speaker Larry Householder and four others, including a former state GOP chairman, perpetrated a $60 million federal bribery scheme. The probe's potential political fallout was apparent as top Republicans, including Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, called for Householder's resignation. News and analysis at townhall.com. California's confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 409,000, surpassing New York for most in the nation. Johns Hopkins University data shows California now has about 1,200 more cases than New York. However, New York's 72,302 deaths are by far the highest total in the country, nine times more than California's tally. New York's rate of confirmed infections of about 2,100 per 100,000 people is twice California's rate. 14 people have been injured in connection with a shooting on Chicago's South Side. First Deputy Eric Carter says the shooting occurred outside a funeral home where mourners were fired upon from a passing vehicle. Carter says several targets of the shooting returned fire. The vehicle later crashed and the occupants fled in several directions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring compassion, caring courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center here on the 22nd of July. Phone lines here 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, and Linda.
Hey, everybody. Good morning on this Wednesday. Some may call it hump day, but today I want to tell you about what our forecast is with the National Weather Service. Today our highs will be around 98. Looks like we may have 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust up to 20 miles per hour tonight. Overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for 97. And Thursday night around lows of 67. Friday hot with our triple digits, 100. And Saturday night, Saturday 101, Sunday 104, and Sunday and hot with 104. So we do have a little bit of a fire update with Sue. And but just before that, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they're down in Anderson, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Let's go to Sue and find out what's happening with the fires.
The Platina Fire off Platina Road and Bigfoot Road southwest of Redding in Shasta County is at 340 acres and 65% contained. The Gold Fire off Highway 139 and County Road A2 south of Aden in Lassen County is at 8,500 acres and is still 5% contained. Also, the Badger Fire off Badger Mountain Road and Hawkinsville Humbug Road northwest of Wairika in Siskiyou County is at 557 acres and is currently 45% contained. Now, according to CAL FIRE Lassen-Modoc unit officials, additional evacuation orders have been put in place for the Gold Fire, and two firefighters were injured while battling the Gold Fire. Now, Carl, back to you and Linda as well.
Is there, you have anything on the Hog Fire?
The Hog Fire. Yeah, I can look that up for you.
Okay, because I noticed that one is like jumping a lot too.
Right.
We have Joe Rodola here from the Small Business Administration here in town, the Small Business
Development Center.
Right. And he's a business advisor there. But if you give me a couple minutes here before we get started, Joe, if you would just go with me here on this. The Board of Supervisors had their meeting yesterday, and they had shut down public comment. They had made that announcement. I talked to Mary Rickard. Other people have. Yesterday was a large group of people out there protesting the fact that it was shut down. And the Board of Supervisors, as explained to me by Mary, was that they needed to turn around and so they could, you know, with the upswing in the COVID, how can they do it so everybody's safe? And so they figured it out. So next board meeting, public comment is back. So, and that's good.
Okay, good announcement.
The other is our Lassen Wolf Pack. Population has just grown by eight pups born to mama wolf, and so now that pack is now 14.
I'm not following you.
The Lassen wolf pack, you know, wolves.
Oh, no, okay, like not, literally.
Literally wolves.
I was thinking sports when I hear wolf pack. Like, I think of, what are we talking about?
Or scouts. Okay. Or something like that. No, yeah. This is the literal wolf
the
pack.
Literal.
The older sub-adults will start moving out to start their own packs. And I can just tell you right now, the ranchers out there, they are just, you know, screaming with glee in anticipation of having numerous wolf packs up there in Lassen County as they spread out.
Okay. And I do have an update on the hog fire.
Okay. Well, let me finish this.
You got it.
You know, to me, you know, what ranchers are really concerned about is the wolves preying on their stock. A cow's worth $1,000. I mean, it's worth $1,000. So you get a calf that's taken down or a full-grown cow, because wolves are very efficient predators. They're losing money out there. But they've got to jump through bureaucratic hoops to get to be reimbursed for it. I mean, you've got to find the remains. You've got to show it was a wolf that did it. Well, I mean, a lot of times when they pull down a smaller animal, you don't ever find that. Frankly, with all the money the government wastes, it seems to me if a rancher goes in there and says, I lost a calf to the wolves, just pay him. Just pay him. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is ranchers will take matters into their own hands. There was an 8-member pack that was in Shasta County, I think, or somewhere around there, just disappeared. Now, they just don't disappear like that. So, anyway, the other one, I talked about the injured firefighters. And the two, though, that the news I wanted to talk about now that Joe is here, we've had two businesses announced today they're shutting down. One next door to us, a wonderful business, great people, the Red Bicycle Cafe.
And they just created a new, like, smoothies, and, you know, they were on fire. They're wonderful. Yeah. They would show up at Turtle Bay and do the chocolate after dark with their tastings, and they would do a lot of takeout and a lot of
their
corporate
bowls,
parties.
Yeah,
and
their food bowls down at Orchard Nutrition.
Wonderful.
Sold out every day.
So that's the Red Bicycle, and I feel bad. I feel like mourning, like burning a candle and saying a prayer, you know, for
the family and everything they've done. Now, and then on that, they've been here for about 3 or 4 years. And they've gone out. They've had Grant School. They teach organic food and cooking and all that out there. The second one is Bleacher Sports Bar, that has been here as long as I've been here, 13 years. They've been here in the business on Hilltop, and they're shutting down. COVID got them. And that was the same thing for Red Bicycle. COVID got them. So,
you can't stay open. If you have to pay rent and you have to pay utilities and you are a bar
and your employees,
and sports or they're not sports.
Well, the PPP has run out. They wanted you to use it in 2 months. Well, that 2 months is gone. I know one business that got the money, and they still haven't opened up yet because because of their circumstances. They have a great restaurant, a very well-known restaurant. People love to go there, but it's smaller, and they can't open up at half or even a quarter and expect to make any type of profit. They just haven't opened up. So Joe Rodola is here with us, and Joe's got his fingers on the pulse. Is this just the tip of the iceberg, Joe?
As far as all of a sudden
they're starting to shut down now?
Yeah, I think all of the, what are they called? The people that check these things out and think about what's going to happen, mm-hmm. are still claiming 25 to 30% of small businesses in America are heavily at risk at this time. I mean, that's a huge number. Think about the thousands of businesses nationwide that have a potential of just closing and never reopening.
That would be tens of thousands.
It will be.
And they said in California that 30% of the restaurants in California just aren't going to open, or they're not going to make it.
Okay, so let's say, that is just very sad. Let's look at the light in the dark. Can we see the light side of this?
Yeah, the hope is that the powers that be in Washington are currently trying before the August break of Congress to get this next phase whatever it is, 3.5. I don't know what the phase is for the assistance, but they've got $1 trillion they're batting around like a tennis ball. And so we're hoping that something good comes out of that next $1 trillion.
So are we talking about the possibility of another PPP for those? Because let's talk about, you're here, you know, you run the Small Business Development Center. You got your finger on the pulse of what's happening with the businesses around town. So we're a business and we live, our we're open because of advertisers. So as small businesses close, that it's a trickle down.
And because not just us, but because we all are small businesses,
right.
Rely on each other. You know,
right.
We're not a corporation that's got 26
right.
radio stations.
And we don't have government assistance at all.
By the way, the radio and TV industry is in deep trouble.
Yeah,
I've seen places across country where radio stations have lost 90% of their advertising, and they're gone.
Right.
Which means then is that big corporations are going to be picking up the smaller ones because they've got money and they're diversified. So you can see that happening, which gives us even less of a community flavor out there. And we're just talking about the media industry because I read all the magazines that are coming through and all the wire services about the media industry. But we're just a microcosm of everything else that's going on.
And I think we have to hold some hope that what happened to the PPP loan program, supposed to die June 30th, that was what we were told from the beginning,
yeah.
June 30th is dead date.
Yeah.
And then there was money left because, thank goodness, all the big receivers of the PPP were gone. We were down to the small mom and pops. There was still money left in the plan. So they said, oh, no, we're going to extend it now to August 8th. So now people can that haven't made it the first time. I'm still talking to people daily that say, okay, how do you apply for this PPP?
Right, because we had friends here, local business owners that we know here that applied, didn't get it. So why would the next door neighbor get it who has a business and the guy down the street not get it? So, those things are floating around. We do have to take a break because you'll be here this whole morning hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by the jewelry store that's open right now to come in, Four Winds Jewelry. You can, of course, wear your mask and keep your 6-foot distance. But if you need to have, jewelry repaired or watch repair or you're looking for a gift, I know anniversaries and birthdays are still happening. Check out Four Winds Jewelry located at Hilltop Drive. 222-2750 is the call. And we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
For him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm moved, I've been deed, I've been died.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go! Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yes. I used to do this. This was like my closing number for years in my cabaret act. Or opening number.
Hey, Joe, what would you do if you you have a couple kids, you know, your kids, you know, so maybe you're traveling or something, so, they're sleeping in the same bed, and one of them keeps poking the other one. You know, and just when the other one's getting ready to go to sleep, and then they reach over and touch them. I mean, how do you handle that?
That's kid stuff.
No, how do you handle that, Joe?
That's been a lot of years ago, no, my friend.
But what did you do?
41 and 44 or 45.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
So what did you do?
We separated them is what we did.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. I mean, this is my adult wife is like, just going to go, because... there's too much to share.
No, it's too much information. Too much Let's go back to the
PPP.
Okay. Hey, welcome back. Joe Rodola is our guest, who is the business advisor over at the Small Business Development Center.
SBDC.
Right out there on Airport Road. And we've been talking about, we had a couple of businesses just make the announcement that they were shutting down. Red Bicycle and the Bleachers sports bar. They've been around 13 years. And then about the PPP. Well, it appears that the PPP, there's still money out there.
Right.
So if you haven't gotten into that, let me tell you, this can really help you keep your business going because you can pay your employees, you can pay your rent, you can pay the electricity out of that. And it is relatively, and it will become, forgiven. It will be forgiven if you use it for that.
Correct.
And it's relatively easy to apply for. I mean, I went down there with three pieces of paper, and exactly. It was approved.
And this is the thing. We want to make sure everyone out there understands that we are now, I didn't know about PPP and EIDL disaster as much as I obviously do now. And if you have questions about applying, call us. That's what we're here for. SBDC is no charge consulting, and we can walk you through what you need. As Carl said, the documents you send in is going to dictate how much money you can get on the PPP loan program. So if you have questions, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, right here. So call Joe and talk to David. We have great people over there to help and assist.
Well, let me tell you is that when all this thing started, I had Joe on like 3 weeks in a row, mm-hmm. and we talked about these. And the very first day you talked about that PPP, you walked people through what they had. I wrote down what you said and took exactly that and went down to the bank. The day before it was getting ready, before the official announcement was, took it down there the day before. I showed it to him. I said, "Is what you need? Absolutely, thank you," and I walked out. But Joe's advice is good. I mean, he knows what you have to do. So if you have not gotten that Paycheck Protection Program, which pays your electricity, pays your rent, and also pays for your employees, do it. I mean, it's out there to help businesses get through this craziness.
And they changed the rules. Linda and I were talking off mic a minute ago. They changed the rules to make it a little easier to use. It was 8 weeks to begin with. Now it's up to 24 weeks to use the funds. It was a 2-year loan for the unforgiven amount. Now it's a 5-year loan. So they've made it better, technically, on the rules to apply now than if you applied in April. Heaven forbid, but that's okay. The case.
So let's go back into, you know, the SBD loan would have been to cover business expenses for a few months.
Right.
So businesses, okay, they had to close a lot of lots, maybe when it came to revenue or when it came to, like, restaurants for sure, bars, spoiled food, giving it away, trying to do what they can do in order to, you know, just get it delivered or whatever it is. Okay, so now governor comes back, state of California comes back.
With no warning.
Telling people to close all bars.
All restaurants.
And what I heard this morning was 4 to 6 weeks. So now the PP money's been used. People, what are people to do? Because you're saying you're not really sure. You haven't, you know, you would be the first person to know if the PPP has been cleared and it's then in the government is, and the United States government has said, okay, now you can apply for your second wave of PPP. This is why we've got two businesses that closed, because where's the hope? How much can you dig into your personal funds to stretch it out?
Right.
Because a lot of times in business, you've got your good months and you've got your bad months.
Correct.
And you just know that somehow it washes out, you know, for the year. You're able to stock that away for this. But right now, there is, like, what is the future?
Well, again, we're hoping that between... I hate to get into politics, but politics plays a huge role in this, obviously. That this next round that they're sparring over in Washington, I'll use that word, will come up with another round of either PPP or disaster idle funds, either way. We were surprised at SBDC that the disaster EIDL loan reopened again to everyone. That was a shock because we thought it was done when it died the first time.
Now,
we thought it was over.
Is this the city grant?
No, this is the actual just disaster loan. The one that used to have the up to $10,000, the one we originally talked about back a month or two ago.
Yeah.
They reopened. It was closed to anything but agriculture after that last dip. And then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it reopened to everyone. So I'm telling everybody, apply, no. That didn't get the first.
Okay, so now what's the percentage on that, and what are the rules on that?
Very good. 3.75 fixed rate for for-profit companies, 2.75% fixed rate for non-profit 501c3s.
What was it for the profit companies?
3.75.
And 2.75 for non-profits. 30-year payback with no prepayment. So in other words, you're making the payment small, but you can pay it off anytime you want if the business recovers quickly. Cross our fingers. And no prepayment penalty and no fees. Oh, and let's not forget no payment for a year if you can't make the payment.
All right. So how does one or people listening right now that perhaps work from their, I don't know, home, or they've had to downsize, and where do they go and what do they do? Because I like to break things down.
How do they apply for it?
When we do titles and stuff, it just goes, there's so many titles flying around right now in my brain.
Yes.
I really need to be ABC.
Is your brain getting full, honey?
Yeah, it's been full for some time ever since this thing started. So
I hear you.
Okay, now the loan again is called?
It's called the EIDL. Economic Injury Disaster Loan. That's what we call it EIDL.
Okay.
It's a hybrid of the old car fire disaster loan we had two years ago.
Okay.
Now. It's a little hybrid of that. We, again, can guide you through what they need, which isn't much in the way of documentation. It's very small.
Does that go straight to the government?
To the government.
Okay.
That's do we go through your website? Do we contact you in order to say... I mean, otherwise, what are you going to the government and doing it directly online? I mean, give us a breakdown.
I appreciate that. If you have our website up, I believe Linda does.
I do.
SBDCSC.org. The main page pops up, and there are two important buttons on the page, in my opinion. The red one in the top right corner, apply for services with us.
Okay.
That gives you the in of having our ability to help you anytime you need with small business information and questions, QuickBooks, marketing, email, Facebook, social media, and me, the money guy, at no charge. Okay. We can guide you through the application process. Then on the bottom of that front page is a little blue box. The blue box says, I think, apply COVID-19, whatever.
Yeah, apply
in the bottom
for COVID-19 EIDL. Okay, thank you.
Press that button. It goes right to the SBA application.
Okay.
Direct. Boom.
Okay.
And it's about a 5-button, 12-question application form. That's it. The only thing different now is, and, of course, we are all kind of sad at the way the up to $10,000 grant went. But now it's gone anyway, so we don't have to worry about that. There is no more grant of any kind.
Did we ever get that?
It was $1,000 per employee. You probably got the $1,000 or whatever.
I don't think we applied. No, we did not.
Okay. Hard to say.
All right.
But that is now gone. They have gotten rid of that.
Uh-huh.
But on the EIDL now, you can get up to $150,000. They made them very small so that mom and pops can now get these things.
Right.
And I had a gentleman apply for that loan. He didn't know about it. I was hard to believe at all the information that he couldn't have heard about it, but I said, go ahead, apply. He applied a week ago and got the offer back from SBA yesterday.
Okay.
Wouldn't that have been nice back in the day?
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. And but this, the EIDL, for a lot of people that probably did not, if I remember right, that was like if you had it up to $20,000, there was no collateral, there was nothing. It was just a straight-out loan at that. You had a year before you had to make your first payment, and then you had 30 years to pay it off.
Right.
So that for that would have helped so many people, but they didn't really use it. This is something that you've got to think about it. If this is what it's going to take, and you've got a year to rebuild your business before you have to start paying it at a 3.75 interest rate. So you just have to go to the SBDSC, Shasta.
SBDCSC.org.
And go down to where it says COVID-19 and put your click your button there now. This might be the one that gives you that bridge between the PPP and this thing finally starting to open back up again. All right, we got to take a break. I want to talk about SST Oil. SST Oil has been in our community since 1967. All these fires that are going on, how do you think the firefighters and the aircraft get their fuel? It's SST Oil. When we have firefighters up in the front lines, SST Oil is delivering gas and diesel, making sure they've got the fuel to run their saws, their earth movers, all of these, plus getting out to the flight lines to refuel all of our the bigger aircraft, and then the helicopters are out there fighting. So SST Oil is also on the front lines out there, too. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. There's a number of great services they offer, even if you're not fighting fires. SST Oil. We'll be right back with Joe Rigola.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now save up to $900 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, People retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
All right, welcome back to KCNR on this Wednesday morning. Sue's picking up stuff that's really great. You know, we watched an Eagles concert last night. That was so good with, I think it's Dukin, I think that's the name, Deacon or Dukin Fry and Vince Gill when they were at the L.A. Forum. God, that was just really wonderful. Anyway, so I love the music, and thank you for the inspiration. Now, Sue, you do have an update on the Hog Fire.
I do. The Hog Fire is at 9,420 acres and is 9% contained. The Mineral Fire at 29,667 acres, 75% contained as of today. The Gold Fire, 8,500, 5% contained. The Badger Fire, 557 acres, 45% contained. The Platina Fire, lots of folks really taking a look at that one, 340 acres and 65% contained, so it just really jumped in containment. And the Feather Fire, 30 acres, 30% contained. And we also have some more closures in the Lassen area. According to CAL FIRE Lassen MODOC unit officials, additional evacuations have been put in place due to the Gold Fire. Two firefighters were injured battling the Gold Fire. Now, Linda and Carl, back to you.
Thank you, Sue. Let's be mindful about our firefighters. Keep them in their prayers. A love to shout out and a love to one of our sponsors that's been with us for a long time, Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance Financial. All your financial needs, great if you've lost, can't get your fire insurance for some reason and you're out there with property and you've been dropped or whatever, I'm telling you right now, they're the insurance company to call because they can figure it out. Maxwell Insurance Financial. This is Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio on this Wednesday. And we are here with Joe Rodola, and we're talking about SBA, Small Business Administration loan, disaster loan assistance. That was our last segment, and we're back here. I know Carl's got some questions to pose with Joe.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, some people may think this is, you know, kind of strange at this time, but I see the reasoning about this, and it says with the COVID and most people losing their jobs, that means most are being home, and a lot of them want to start a business because they've had enough of working for somebody and the capriciousness of working for somebody, and they've got a good idea and they want to start a business.
Sure.
What's the chances now during for a new startup getting a loan from a bank or the Small Business Administration?
Technically, even before COVID, it wasn't an easy thing to do. Let's be real. Startups are still the biggest risk in the lending community because 7 out of 10 businesses, even before COVID started, fail in the first year to 18 months. So it's always been a challenge. But especially if you're a veteran, we have a fabulous SBA program we refer our veterans to. It's called Veteran Launch. So I always have to pride myself on that particular program because it assists veterans in starting their small businesses, and they're the only ones that can get it. I, for instance, missed the draft during the Vietnam War by a skosh, and I can't get that, the veteran launch. But
it's got to be a Vietnam?
No, it could be any vet. World War II, any vet.
Oh, okay.
Any vet. But I can't get it because I didn't serve.
Don't they push you through a bank, a local bank?
No, the veteran launch is actually processed through a group of specialists, most of them veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McGrain is our contact in Sacramento. Great guy. And it's from $25,000 to $250,000. So most small businesses, and I'm talking about Shasta Trinity County, can start in most cases for under $250,000. So it's a solid program. There are some other SBA programs available. Most of them are going to require some type of collateral. I'm being realistic. And, of course, there's still some private lending possibilities. And depending on if you have a great idea, like tech-related, David, our new director, has contacts with a wonderful nationwide grant program called SBIR. We'll talk about that someday in the future. It's above my knowledge. But he's great at assisting people try to apply for those grants as well.
I would like to also point out that the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, this is not the EDC, this is the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, is a private company here in town that will, you can go in where a bank will tell you, you know, will give you a runaround for weeks, if not a months. You can go in there and talk to the people that make the loans. And if you've got a good idea, If it looks like it's gonna work, they have money to loan you to start or to expand your business. This is where we went to expand into the FM, and they are extremely supportive. And when this thing started, they stopped any payments we made automatically, just stopped them, and then put them on to the end of the loan.
Yes.
And so now the next payment that has to be that's due is now at the end of August. So for all, you know, for that time, we didn't have to worry about paying back that loan. It just was added on. They added another 3 or 4 months on at the end of the loan to pay it off. And these are really, really good people. We need to have them back on again.
Now, Bob Nash is an exceptional guy.
And the whole team there are exceptional.
Yeah. Marie, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, work very closely together.
Well, they're located right off of Hartnell,
yes,
back there. And they, like I said, extremely knowledgeable what's going on in our community. Are you hearing anything too about people who have been having long-term relationships with their banks, that those relationships are now strained during this thing?
I don't know if you were aware, but I used to work for a very large bank,
yeah,
for many, many years. One of the biggies, I call it. I left in 1997 after 24 and a half years.
Wow.
And the reason was because the bank I worked for was becoming less and less personal.
Mm-hmm.
It was more and more, send everything away. I can't help Carl at my desk anymore and Linda.
Yeah.
I have to send it to Cleveland, you know. And so, yes, the larger banks and PPP is a prime example. The strain happened even worse with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it took them 10, 12 weeks to even reply to their online applications for PPP.
And then you get a bank like Cornerstone who stepped up.
I'll tell you what.
I can't say enough about them for what they did. And I hope people that you listen to me is that when people needed help, it wasn't just their customers. Banks that wouldn't help other people. They went over to Cornerstone. Cornerstone looked at their business and looked at what this PPP was supposed to do. Yeah, they had to come up with the money for it, but then they were reimbursed by the government. They got paid for doing this by the government, and they helped a lot of people. They saved thousands of jobs, put millions of dollars out in our community.
Yeah. They were the quickest to respond. They were the most personable and able to contact, and their poor employees, I know most of them, were working 12-hour days. I mean, it was unbelievable what that bank did. Tri-Counties also did a fine job. Merchants Bank did a pretty good job, but Cornerstone is exemplary in what they did for the
PPP
loan program.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. We're at 310 today, I will be at, and Logan will be cutting my hair. And you know, if you're worried about spreading of germs, let me tell you how they do it. You walk in, you've got 10 minutes in between appointments. In that time, they spray the chair with this super germ killer, but it takes like 8 minutes for it to work. Then they give you your own disposable drape that goes around your neck there and, you know, covers you up. They use a new disposable apron each time. All their stuff has been sanitized and sterilized in the solutions there. They wear a mask. You wear a mask. And he called me last night to make sure I wasn't sick. Yeah, he says, how do you feel? Are you sick? Got a temperature? And I said, no, Logan. He goes, good. And then you go in, they cut your hair, and you're out. And they do it all by appointments, but they've been doing it by appointments for, you know, before COVID started. But give them a call at 244-9478. Just a fantastic haircut, great people, and it's man's last stronghold. All right, we'll be right back with Joe Rodola from the Shasta County Small Business Development Corporation.
When I'm wiser. All this time I was finding myself enough. Didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough. Didn't know I was lost.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The time is 8:50 in the morning, 605-4567 is the phone number. It is 73 degrees, going up to 98 today. Of course, when I'm back on the range Sunday, it'll be back up to 104, something to look forward to. We get a lot of breaks when we're shooting on the range because I ensure my students are drinking lots of water. The last thing I want is a wobbly person holding a gun. But we're here with Joe Rodola from the Small Business Development Center right here in Shasta County. Joe has got his fingers into all of the stuff when it comes to the small business agency that is helping people out there. And one of the things that the city is doing is they have a $5,000 grant for people, and this is a grant.
Exactly.
And you don't pay it back.
You have to pay that back.
This is, but you can't have had the PPP or the EIBL or stuff like that. This is for people that said, okay, I've hung on, I've had this, we made it. Oh, hell, we're shutting down again.
Exactly. And this is a great program because it's going to be fast. And that's one of the things. I'm glad you actually called me in today instead of next week because it gives people another week to apply. The city grant is coming from another fund. It's called CDBG, another acronym. Up to 150 small businesses are going to receive, because that's when it runs out of money, this $5,000 grant that does not have to be paid back. You have to use it for business purposes, of course, like everything else.
Don't show up with the new motorcycle.
Exactly. Don't show up with a boat. But
not that you can buy a boat because they're all sold out.
That's true.
Just like guns.
Pontoon boats and RVs.
Anyway,
$5,000, easy application. Chamber of Commerce has the application on its website, Reading Chamber, and the City of Reading has the application as well. Any questions on what is needed to send in, guess who you call? Small Business Development Center. Over at our office. By the way, our number is 530-222-8323. I will be able to talk to you today if you call in today. So that's pretty cool.
Joe, if Joe's not there, he returns your
So 150 small businesses, and what's considered a small business?
It's any business, and this one's really interesting. It has to be 5 employees or less.
Okay. So 5 employees or less.
Correct.
The Chamber of Commerce, any information more, you call Joe Rodola. He's going to help you get through this. It's a $5,000 grant. You don't have to pay it back.
Correct.
This is something with a 5% that can, again, help with paying payroll for a few months if you don't want to do the 3.75. So you're hearing it now. Give Joe a call. Go to Chamber of Commerce. .com because this is that can be again the bridge why we wait 4 to 6 weeks or you know because so many things are that if that could be possibly in the community to fill seats, to fill restaurants, to fill hotel rooms, to fill whatever you may do, private party. Maybe there's only 3 people working and you do special events and you know that through maybe Christmas a lot of things like the Marine Corps ball has been canceled.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in November. So think about different things that are going on that could be canceled that are going to affect. So this is really an important thing to get on top of now.
And Carl mentioned it. You can't have received the EIDL disaster loan from the SBA, and you can't have received the PPP loan from a bank through SBA. But I've had several people declined for both for various reasons. That's okay. Apply for the grant.
Okay.
The city grant. Except for those people that couldn't get the other two.
How do you get turned down for the PPP? Because, I mean, that money came to keep you open. You gave them what your, you gave them your I think they wanted a profit loss statement, and they wanted a, your payroll.
Right. One of the reasons is because real small businesses, mom and pops, one person, one off, sole proprietorships, maybe a hairdresser,
yeah,
a lawn
okay.
mow guy, whatever. Their financials are not as intricate, obviously, as everyone else's. And if you did not have a full Schedule C prepared for 2019 and you didn't show a profit and you had no employees, very difficult to qualify for
okay.
any of these
Got
loans.
It. Got it. Okay. Hey, Joe, you know, as usual, when you come on, you're just, you know, there's so much information. But we do want to go back and say that if you have not applied for the EIBL, which is the up to $150,000.
Right.
Is it up to $150,000?
Up to now, $150,000.
Okay, it's up to $150,000.
Right.
It's, if you're a nonprofit, it's at what,
2.75%.
And if you are a profit, 3.75. But you don't have to start paying it for a year, and you've got then 30 years to pay it off. And it used to be, and I assume it's the same thing, if it's $20,000 or less, you don't even have to have a you don't have to have collateral. You don't have to sign your car over to it.
No.
And this is
no
a way to help
guarantee.
You. No personal guarantee. So you just are it's a way to help you get through the next couple of months, 2 or 3 months. And how long does it take them to do this?
Now on the rehook, I had a guy get his money within a week. Unbelievable.
So
it's actually working like they wanted it to work, obviously, 12 weeks ago, 13, 14 weeks.
What if I wanted to buy a boat to start a guide service? Okay, intelligence settler, just sit down. Okay.
I suppose.
I guess you could do that. But starting, well, it's going to be difficult to start a guide service unless you're talking about just locals because people are not flying in here. Again, this is another one of the things that happened because, you know, hotels are having problems, as we all know. Okay, Joe, we got like 3 minutes left. What else you got here? The pearls of wisdom. I saw you checking your watch there.
Well, I wanted to make sure we got in, obviously, how to get a hold of us. Because
let's do it again.
We're here for free. We might as well use this, right? So Small Business Development Center, 5800 Airport Road, out across from the REU, Reading Utilities, out by the airport, SBDC, sc.org, best way to sign up for free service. And our phone number for questions is 530-222-8323.
What about veteran-owned businesses that are in this? Are there special programs for them?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I know there is to get them started, but what about small we have so many veterans, as you know, in Shasta County, and many of them own businesses. Is there something that's been set aside just for veteran-owned businesses or not?
Yeah, the Veteran Launch program is like a piece of the Veteran SBA program. Mm-hmm. So it's not only for startups, it is for existing veteran-owned businesses. So Mike can help in both areas, up to $250,000 for veteran-owned businesses, new or existing.
And that is, and they have loans and, you know, at interest rates that are...
Yeah, I don't exactly have it off the top of my head, but it's like 2 or 3% over prime.
Over prime.
So right now, it's still hardly anything.
Okay.
Because prime
is
so low.
That may be something, because we do have so many... another option out there for you. So it's not just for starting a business. It's for
Correct.
Businesses that are already there.
And we can hook you up with them as well.
There you go. Thank you so much, man, for one, for being flexible, because I did have you scheduled for next week. Now I've got you for this week, and because there's so much going on. But don't forget this grant that the City of Reading is giving to micro businesses or small businesses, 5 employees or less, that's a micro business, and
yes.
that it's a grant of $5,000. You don't have to pay it back. Imagine to qualify, and you can't have done the PPP or the EIBL. You can't have already gotten money.
Correct. And the application deadline right now is July 31? how many days? 30 days past September. Yeah, July, the end of July. Let's put it that way.
Okay, end of July, last day of July.
That's
okay.
Right.
As I said, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will be here, but we'll be here with Ed Rollman of C.R. Gibbs and Bruce Dean of Black Bear Diner.
Wonderful.
They're going to be here to discuss the restaurant industry and the things that are going on. And Black Bear closed down. Luckily, Ed, as Ed says, he says, I have that outdoor dining, and they've expanded that at C.R. Gibbs. But fortunate that he has that capability because other places don't. And unfortunately, as we said, we had two businesses that hit the news that are shutting down. But I believe you're going to be seeing more of these happen in the next month or two. Thank you so much for being with us. And it is going to be still 98. It's still going to get hot in that car. Don't leave your dogs. Don't leave your kids. A gentleman got arrested the other day for leaving his kid in the car with all the windows up.
As he should have been.
And he got arrested for being under the influence. And luckily, though, there was a policeman right there that was able to get the child out of the car. And they got EMT there, so the child was safe. Okay, everybody. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Regional Medical Center.